Are you stuck in a vanilla existence? Variety is the spice of life. It leads to new ideas, personal growth, and change. Join me as I pontificate on the idea of changing, if you want to, your monochrome lifestyle. Hello, and welcome back to the CEO Mindset Podcast. I'm super excited to have you with me on this video episode. If you haven't already, go ahead and subscribe to my YouTube channel right now so that you never miss an upload of our podcast. Now, what does the CEO mindset stand for? It means having a mindset that is constantly evolving and staying open to those failures. We know here on this podcast that it's our failures that get us ever so much closer to the successes that we want in our life, career, and or business. If that sounds like something that you need to be a part of, and I think you do, I suggest going ahead and hitting that subscribe button. You will get a new podcast upload every Tuesday. Now, in addition to the podcast episode, you're going to get access to the forum where we can continue our conversation about the topics that we're going over on the podcast inside that forum. It's a great place for you to ask questions, offer your feedback, or give your thoughts on a particular subject. We all work together as bosses, as leaders, we are influencing others. So let's get as much information as we can so that we can empower, encourage, and educate those around us. All right, let's get to today's episode. All right, guys. So thank you so much for joining me here on the CEO Mindset Podcast. I'm Andrea Patrick, your host. And today I want to talk about the idea of living a monochromatic lifestyle and being able to get away from that if that is what you want. Now, this whole podcast episode came about from a conversation I was having with my absolute best friend and sister. And we were talking about the idea of being in an existence where you only see people that look like you. And I get it. Some people want that for their life. I can't say that it's going to be the best choice, but hey, it's your choice to make. So I wanted to have this conversation here on the podcast to see what your thoughts were. Do you believe in living a monochrome lifestyle? Now, I realize there are also people who live this lifestyle because they have some prejudice issues. They think that their race is better than someone else's race. We all know who those people are, and we're not talking about those bad actors here. What we're talking about is the idea of going to events or looking at people's pictures on Instagram and only seeing one type of person, one of people. There's no diversity in the friendship and the pictures. And I'm talking about pictures like birthday parties and weddings and special events and things of that nature. And it seems like from the pictures that I'm seeing, people just don't have diverse friendships and relationships. And as we look at what's going on in the world around us, I just think it's important for us to think about this idea. And if we want there to be certain changes and certain justices in the world, we have to open our minds to inviting people into our circle. Do they need to be our best friends? No. Do they need to like be godparents to our children? Absolutely not. But I do think it's important for us to consider the fact that maybe we're living a monochrome lifestyle. And because of that, we don't have access to the diverse thoughts, the diverse ideas, the diverse way of looking at things. And so we will continue to look at things the way we've always looked at them, the way our parents told us to look at them, the way our husband is telling us to look at them, the way our wife has said she's looking at them, so forth and so on, without leaving room for the fact that somebody else might have a better idea. Somebody else might have a better way of thinking about something. And I think this is what the danger is when we do not allow ourselves the gift of diversity in our life. I recently did a podcast episode where I was talking about how to own your network. And I gave you some ideas about various characteristics that you would want to have in the different people within your circle of influence. The podcast also talks about the idea that we are the average of our five smartest friends. So if we are only surrounding ourselves with people who look like us and think like us and have the same income as us or have the same types of jobs or have the same political views or have the same religious views, what we're doing is we're setting ourselves up for failure. And I'll tell you something. Years ago when my children were in high school, I would go to the administration and I would ask them about what they were planning to do for Black History Month. And mistakenly, they always felt like I was asking for the sake of my children. Well, obviously I wasn't because my children are Black. And so my husband and I, and based on their grandparents and the heritage from our family, we've always taught our children Black history. So clearly I was not asking about Black History Month for the sake of Black children. I was asking about Black History Month because we are in a very Caucasian, dense community. And I felt it was important for the children that were growing up that didn't look like my children to understand some of the discoveries and contributions that African Americans had made that were allowing them to live this Kush lifestyle that they live. But because they were living a monochrome lifestyle, this probably wasn't even a thought in their head. And so I wanted to talk about that today. I wanted to give you some of my tips of if this is something that you found to be true in your life and you want to do something different, you want to change this behavior, have a little bit more of a diverse friend group or circle of influence or network, then I think what I'm going to share with you today is going to help you achieve that. Because I am going to give you my strategy to start incorporating more diversity in your circle of influence. So let's go ahead and get started. And the first thing is you have to acknowledge that this is an issue for you. And I don't know that I want to use the word issue because I don't want it to seem like it's something negative, unless you are one of those bad actors who is choosing to be around the people that look like you for more negative reasons and it's more of a conscious effort, then there may be a period where you haven't even thought about it. You've not even paid any attention to this particular situation or this particular issue in your life. So it's not really an issue per se. It's just an overlooked set of circumstances. And so if that is the case for you, then the first thing you'd have to do is acknowledge that it is even a thing in your life. So the first step in correcting any behavior, if you want to correct that behavior, is acknowledgement. So I have this amazing friend. This is a perfect example of this. Her name is Lauren, and she used to produce a magazine called The Art of Living. And every so often, she and another friend of ours would get together for lunch. And one particular day, we were at lunch, and she began to describe a situation where she was literally emotional because she looked up at an event and realized that no one around her was different from her. And it bothered her. She did not like it. And she came to a lunch with Trisha and myself. Trisha was also an African-American woman. She has since passed, a wonderful soul. But she came to a lunch with Trisha and I, and she began to explain and describe this heartfelt struggle that she had because it was something that she had not ever paid any attention to. And for some reason, I can't remember the reason, it came to her attention that she had surrounded herself with people that looked just like her. She was living a monochrome lifestyle. She did not like it and she was ready to put a stop to it. And because of that, she decided to write an article about it inside her magazine. I will link that article down below. She's since closed the magazine and gone on to brighter, bigger and brighter things. But I think it was an amazing article that would really, you know, give you some insight into her acknowledgement of this particular situation. So anyway, she did this amazing feature on diverse relationships. And acknowledgement doesn't mean that there's going to be an overnight success. Quite the contrary. A lot of times when we make acknowledgement about behaviors that we want to change, we've been behaving that way for such a long time that it can cause some hardships, some challenges in trying to pivot to do something different. But that doesn't mean that you have to make drastic changes all at one time or that you have to, you know, jump off the cliff and pray that you are caught down at the bottom. You don't have to do that. Acknowledging that there is a change that you want to make is the first major decision. That's the easiest thing that you can do. It's just make the decision that you want to do something different after you have acknowledged that there is something different you want to do or that there is something you're doing that you want to change. The question becomes, are you ready to do something different or are you willing to stay the same? That's basically the question that you're asking yourself. This is the decision you have to make. It's two things. You either want to do something different or you want to stay the same. Once you've done that, the next step is to begin to evaluate where you are right now. Is it as bad as you think it is? What first step do you need to take? Where can you just make slight adjustments versus doing an about face and having a completely new mindset? So to evaluate is basically to make a judgment about whether or not something is valuable to you, or is it valuable enough to you to make the change that it is you've acknowledged is something that you need to do in the first place. So that's what it really means to evaluate here. So only you can decide, only you can make the decision about whether or not you want to do something different about your monochrome lifestyle. Nobody else can do it for you. I can't be here sharing this podcast with you and say, you need to change. You need to do something different. If you're perfectly okay, which my best friend was fine. She had her reasons for the way she was doing things. It had nothing to do with anything negative or anything. She did not have a problem being, you know, in a relationship of some kind with people who did not look like her. Her preference was to spend the majority of her time around people that looked like her. She had acknowledged the situation. She'd evaluated why she was doing things the way she wanted to do things. And she had made the decision that she didn't feel like there was any need for change. There was no ill will. There were no negative thoughts behind anything. Things just landed the way they landed because of this, her life and where she was in her life. No harm, no foul. So if you don't want to live a monochrome lifestyle, now is the time for you to do things like evaluate your friendships. Again, like I told you, my friend Lauren, she decided this was not the direction she wanted to go. She wanted more diversity in her friend group. So she took some steps to make sure that that happened. She still comments and likes my things on social media. And we are still friends to this day. You need to think about the words that you use. Sometimes you are alienating people, maybe because of some of the things that you're saying, not in a negative way, but maybe you are unrelatable. Maybe you are uninformed. Who knows? But maybe this is a good opportunity after you evaluate it, or as you are evaluating, to think about some of the words that you're using. Also, you want to consider how you react or how you respond to those that you don't look like. Okay. Culturally, there are differences, right, between different groups. And sometimes what is very acceptable in one group is not acceptable in another group. And I think also in evaluating your friendships, it's important to look at what your friends are saying and how they're saying it. I remember I had a neighbor and I was sitting on their front porch one day and the husband made an off-putting comment about a different group of people. And me being who I am, those of you who know me know that I said this, but I asked him, if you're saying that about them in my presence, what are you saying about me in someone else's presence? Because we didn't look alike. And it took him, you know, by surprise that I asked that question, because I don't think he was expecting me to even recognize that that was something that he had done, because it was so easy for him to do. But me being sensitive to discriminatory comments and negative comments about people because I am a minority picked up on it right away. But I was, you know, bold enough and aggressive enough to ask the question where some people may not be. He gave me an answer. I gave him my response. It was said and done and all is well with the world. But the point is, who are you hanging around? What are they saying? And what are you allowing to be said around you? This is a way to evaluate whether or not you're ready, or to evaluate what it is you need to do to have more diversity in your relationships, in your life, to live less of a monochrome lifestyle. Also, ask yourself about your attitudes when you're around someone different. Do you tend to generalize people that don't look like you? Do you tend to stereotype people? And this may not be a negative thing. It may be what was poured into you. It may be a part of the information that you've only known. And a lot of us are walking around this world thinking that the way we think is the best way to think because we are living a monochrome lifestyle. So it's a good idea here for you to really think about, you know, what is your attitude like when you're around different people? do you have reactions that maybe you could reconsider? Because if you get to know people that don't look like you, you'll learn that some of the things that you're feeling are not true and they can be adjusted. Now, once you have acknowledged and you've evaluated all of these things, and there are a host of things that you can evaluate, only you know what's going on in your life and where, how you are and how you feel around people that don't look like you. But the point in the evaluation stage is just to look at it a little bit harder and make some decisions about how you can adjust so that you're not living such a monochrome life and you are adding diversity in a way that is authentic to you and that is not going to be offensive to others. So now let's go ahead and take some action. So what are we going to do? How are we going to begin to take this action? Well, the first thing I would suggest is to approach new opportunities with a new mind, a new open mind. Okay? Yes. I talk about this inside my program, Project CEO. If you have not gotten on the waitlist for Project CEO, now is a great time to do that. Like I mentioned earlier, a lot of the things that we feel, that we think, that we have opinions about, quite possibly have been poured into us from people that raised us. And maybe those ideas are not the ideas that you personally want to have for yourself. So you're going to have to approach different situations that are a little bit foreign to you in a way that has an open-minded approach. Because if you've been saying or thinking one thing for your entire life and someone is trying to propose something different, it's going to be difficult for you to receive that without an open mindset. So I would approach new opportunities to be around people that don't look like you, to be in rooms where there are more people that don't look like you than do look like you with an open mindset. Start to listen. I think it's important also for you to be receptive to invitations from people. I have a friend who has been a very dear friend of mine. I invited her to my Christmas party. She and her husband, she's invited me to her home. When she invites me to her home, often my husband and I are the only African Americans in the room. We're often the only people of color in the room. But that's my husband's and my life. That's been our life, our entire life. So we're not uncomfortable. On the opposite hand, though, she came to my Christmas party, she and her husband, and they were at that year, that particular year, the only Caucasian couple at our Christmas party. It wasn't because we didn't have other people that we invited. They just couldn't attend. But it made her very uncomfortable to the point that she decided she didn't want to come back to any of our other Christmas parties because they were uncomfortable being around people that did not look like them. And I know this because she made the comment that she and her husband were the only white people at my Christmas party. She missed out because we've had great Christmas parties. So be receptive to invitations that aren't necessarily the norm for you. Next, I would observe and learn from those differences without judgment. Again, it's so easy for us to judge other people based on the way we were raised or what we know to be true from our own influence, experience, perspective, and passion, our fingerprint. But that doesn't mean that someone else is wrong given a certain set of circumstances. Two things can be true at the same time. But it's important for you to be more observant than judgmental, I would say, when you're first starting out this process of adding more diversity into your network. Lastly, I would utilize your emotional intelligence when you walk in a room. Be able to read the room, read emotions, be politically correct. You know, don't say off-putting things. Be conscious of the fact that people's culture is different from yours and what you may deem acceptable, someone else may not be deem acceptable, and vice versa. Use your emotional intelligence to navigate waters that are unfamiliar to you so that you can be sensitive to those that are not like you. Now, all this to say, I want to just thank you if you stuck around to the end of this podcast. Thank you for listening and thank you for having an open mind to hear what I had to say. Thank you for being willing to learn my strategy for overcoming a monochrome lifestyle. And hopefully you'll take these tips and put them into practice so that you can add more diversity into your relationships, into your circle of influence and your network. My hope is that you'll get, like I said, closer and more diverse in your relationships. I realize that we all have preferences and that is okay. I'm not asking you to do anything other than what it is you want for your existence. However, if you look up and realize that you do not have any interactions with anyone who doesn't look like you, any interactions of significance. If you look up at your birthday parties or your weddings or your special events, and everybody in the room looks just like you, and you don't like it, I think these are some great tips that you can take away and begin changing that and making your friendships and your circle and your network a little bit more diverse. If there is one thing from this episode that you thought, that was quite interesting, or that was a new and interesting perspective on that particular topic, I would ask you to please subscribe to my podcast. If you are watching this on YouTube, please subscribe to my YouTube channel. I do have a playlist for my podcast, as well as one for leadership and just be you, be the brand, business and marketing videos in general. But if you are finding that this podcast episode has piqued your interest, please go ahead and subscribe. Make sure that you join me over in my forum on my website. The link will be in the show notes for this episode. To further this conversation, if you have something that you want to say, we can talk about that in real time on or inside my forum on my website. That will definitely be linked down below. You'll have access to all of the other conversations. You can watch other podcast episodes. This season is all about empowering and educating and encouraging minorities, people of color, people who have been disenfranchised, encouraging us, empowering us to really be in an operation of excellence, operating from a space of excellence. And in my opinion, it may solely be my opinion, but I think we are better together. And I think that means that we cannot live a monochrome lifestyle. We have to leave room for diversity, no matter who we are. This episode of the CEO Mindset Podcast, remember, here we are constantly evolving and being open to failing forward. Because just imagine, every opportunity to learn and grow from our failures is that one step closer to our ability to succeed in the areas where we want to succeed. Thank you again for listening. Thank you for watching if you're watching on YouTube. And I'll be back again for another episode next week. Don't forget, episodes are on video every Tuesday. They show up on audio every Wednesday on all of your major podcast platforms. And also, the YouTube channel is a great place to get more information about how you can be unapologetically you and build a business or a life you love. All right. Bye, guys.